Today, we'd like to set the title of Awake, You Drunkards, in Joel chapter 1, verses 1 to 20, to another people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three questions. Question 1, in verses 4 and 5, what the chewing locust left, the swimming locust had eaten. What the swimming locust left, the crawling locust had eaten, and what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust had eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. What did Joel prophesy with the current situation, and what can we learn from here? Question 2. In verse 14, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Why did they do the fast? And when can we do our fasting prayer in the scriptures? In verse 15, alas for the day, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. What does it mean? And what should we do for the day of the Lord? This book does not mention when Joel lived and prophesied mostly future events with the current devastation situation, likely to Judah around the reign of Jehoash or Joash in the 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 21. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king, while Elijah and Elisha prophesied to Israel, the northern kingdom. Verse 1, the word of the Lord did come to Joel, the son of Petuel. God's word was given to Joel, whose father was Petuel. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? What is that? The plague of locusts in verse 4, at the current extraordinary situation. Verse 3, tell your children about it. Let your children tell your children. And another generation, tell the plagues of locusts the word of God from generation to generation. God wants us to deliver every word of God from generation to generation. Psalm 74, verse 4. We shall not hide from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Matthew 24, 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. 20:20, teaching them, observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Verse 4, what the chewing locust, King James said, Palmer worm, leopard and swimming locust, King James just locust, had eaten. What the swimming locust leopard, the crawling locust, the King James crankworm, then consuming locust, caterpillar. The origins of Hebrew words or etymology are in the four stages of locus development. The nymph from an egg chews or bites, and the multitude of the locusts chew. Then, as they develop their wings, they move, and the swarm of locusts begin to fly to other areas. Then they come in, and they begin to lick off, and then to devour everything that is green. That chapter right here, fourth stage of locust development, etymology, the word meaning. Here, chewing locust, the Hebrew word original, kajam, that meaning chew. Then is a swarming locust or locust, that is abre, that meaning many fly. Then crankworm, crawling locust, yellow, then lick off. Then is a caterpillar, consuming locust, chysis, then the devour. So that is, even today, you may click on here, you may see video, even today's how to, you know, eat the crops there, any green. Then verse 5, awake you drunkards, and weep and wail all your drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. Because the locusts invaded through vineyards, they have eaten all of the grapes and leaves. They devastated the vineyards, so people are not able to make up wine. And the drunkards suffer this locust plague. The verse 6 shows that the invading locusts are the symbol of an invading enemy army caused by sins. So awake and repent sins, weep, wail, not intoxicated with wine, gambling, sex, money, or something else. Discern God's will wisely with the Spirit at a situation. Ephesians chapter 5, 7-8. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, whatever circumstance is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then is 6-14, devastated Israel by invading enemy armies, unless you awake and repent heartily. Verse 6, for a nation, or Judah, southern nation, has come up against my land, because strong and without number, his teeth are the teeth of a lion, he has the fangs of a fierce lion. The invading enemy nation against Israel or Judah is strong and numerous. A lion is a symbol of strength. So the enemy is so strong, like a lion teeth or a violent lion's large sharp teeth. Verse 7, he had laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. A fig tree is a symbol of Israel as well as a vine here. He had stripped it bare and thrown it away. The nation destroyed Judah. The vine of or fig tree had been eaten by this plague of locusts. Its branches and made white, even its branches have eaten off by a swamp of locusts, and the whiteness of their inside has come out. Israel will be destroyed completely by an enemy nation, Babylon or Rome. Verse 8, laments like a virgin girded with the sackcloth for the husbands of her youth. Sackcloth is a rough cloth. It is used for sorrow time. Here she lost her husband, becoming a widow. So it's implied to repent your sin in heart and to turn back to the Lord. Verse 9, the grain offering and drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord, the priest Mon who ministers to the Lord. The grain and wine for offering to the Lord have been stripped off or wasted in verse 10 by the enemy, like the plague of locusts that the priests mourn. Verse 10, the field is wasted, the land mourns, for the grain is ruined, the new wine is dried up, the oil fails. Israelites mourn unless they repent their sins. Grain ruined, new wine dried up, the oil. Every farmland has been devastated by the invader. Verse 11, be ashamed, you farmers, wail, your vine dressers, admit sins and repent them now. Otherwise, like the plague of locusts, God's judgment is coming soon. For the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished, all farm fields are devastated. Verse 12, the vine has dried up, and the fig tree has withered, and pomegranate tree and palm tree also, and the apple tree, all the trees. All the trees of the fields are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of man. All trees are wasted, and so all joy is gone away from Israel. Verse 13, gird yourselves and lament, gird with sackcloth. A lament, priest, well, you who minister before the altar, come, let all light is sackcloth. You who minister to my God, weep all ministers to God day and night, wearing sackcloth. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Because the grain of drink offering is suspended from the temple of God. Consecrate a fast, dedicate a fast to the Lord. A fast is simply meaning abstaining from eating food. For example, 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 20, 21, 27, and Ahab said to Elijah, have you found, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to the evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring calamity on you. I will take away your posterity and will cut off from Ahab every male in Israel, both bond and free. So unless here Elijah told to Ahab the king, Northern Kingdom of Israel, if you do not repent, God would destroy all your family, your generation. So it was when Ahab heard those words, and he tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his body and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about mourning. So without repenting, he just stopped the eating. That meaning fasting. So the fast or fasting to the Lord is with the humility to focus on God. A sacred symbol, the elder, all the inhabitants into the house of the Lord. Here, public gathering with humility to God and cry out to the Lord. The fasting often operates with prayer, calling as fasting prayer. So fasting prayer is a source in Wayne Kim that book. Fasting prayer is a way of a prayer. It's like a supplication or a fervent prayer. Under special circumstances, sorrow, affliction, repentance, protection, or dedication. The spirit naturally leads our broken heartly prayer deep into the fasting prayer, or the prayer with fasting to humble ourselves, to focus on God. Sorrow here, bridegroom takeaway in Luke chapter 5, 35, that time fasting. Affliction, they were sick in Psalm 35, 13. Or the devil, you know, cast away in Matthew 17, 18, 21. Repentance case, for example, turn to me with all your heart in Joel chapter 2, 12. Protection and seek from God the right way for us in Ezra chapter 8, 21. Or dedication, before Jesus' first dedicated ministry on earth, Matthew chapter 4, 2. Before Paul and Barnabas dedicated as a missionary in Book of Acts chapter 13, 2, 3. Anna's dedicated prayer, waiting for Messiah in Luke chapter 2, 37. Fasting is only before God, not before people, Matthew 6, 16. Fasting itself is not always required in Matthew chapter 9, 14. Although prayer is always required in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17. However, fasting naturally comes out of our broken-hearted prayer as a way of a fervent prayer by the Holy Spirit. Then verses 15 up to 20, prophecy about the events of Great Tribulation period for detail, see the Book of Revelation. Alas for the day, alas expressed for grief, or grief for the day. For the day of the Lord is at hand, it shall come as destruction from the Almighty. So Almighty is the Lord destroys. So the days of this Lord, the Lord's judgment day, it is coming. It was described by Zechariah with the Armageddon word in the Great Tribulation, Zechariah chapter 14, 1 to 3. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming. Your spoil will be divided in your midst, for I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifles, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights the Lord in the day of battle. So I'm getting worried that God is basically protect the remnant, meaning is 144,000 Israel believers, you know, and believers in Great Tribulation, special shield from the Satan's persecution. Note, the 70 years of Babylon captivity or Rome's destruction by Titus might be foreshadowed for the Great Tribulation. So before we stand before the Lord's judgment, we should believe the Lord Jesus Christ your Savior. Because without the Lord, destruction is sure, ultimately into the lake of fire, as the following verses 16 to 20. So we should live after the Spirit for rewards. Watch for the current devastating situation, such as COVID-19 plagues, climate change, fire or famine, love of money, and so on, like foreshadows of the Great Tribulation. And pray always, to you I cry out, in verse 19, to avoid the destruction in Great Tribulation. So Hebrews chapter 9, 27, and as it is appointed upon man to die once, but after this, the judgment to everybody, Christian or non-Christian. And the Christian is the word, non-Christian is punishment. Revelation 20:15, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 13:15, each one's work will become clear, for the day will be declared, because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which has been built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through the fire. No reward, but saved. Luke chapter 21, 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, to stand before the Son of God for judgment. 16. It is not the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God, no food, no joy, and no gladness. The seed of shrivel under the claws, storehouse are in shambles, barns are broken down, for the grain has withered, the seeds die in ground, storehouses are in disorder, barns are destroyed due to no grain. Verse 18, how do animals groan? The herd of cattle are restless because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer punishment. The domestic animals, such as the herds of cattle and flocks of sheep, mourn for food and are exhausted with hunger due to no pastures. Verse 19, O Lord, to you I cry out. Joel does a fervent prayer to the Lord. For fire has devoured the open pastures, and a flame has burned all the trees of the fields. Fire burned out the open pastures and all the trees of the fields. Like the wildfire in California, the foreshadow of the fire judgment in the great tribulation. Last verse 20, the beasts of the field also cry out to you, for the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. The wild animals also mourn for drinkers and food because of the dried water resources and the burnt open pastures. We covered all three questions, so let us see more together some bulletin. Also, you may click on this is a Christmas song as well, you know, videos there. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.